The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We should do the show outside. We need to get some sort of veranda built or some sort of...
A balcony?
Know, yeah. So we could just sit outside. Think how good the show would be if we could just sit on a patio overlooking a putting green and just do it from there. Outside, cup of coffee, sun's coming up.
Give me some birds chirping in the background. Yeah. Should be some good show sound.
How many bird calls do you know?
Oh, no, I'm going to be bad at this.
None. I know a cardinal. I can tell you a cardinal. In fact, sometimes in my backyard, I whistle back to the Cardinals, and I tell myself in my head that we are talking. Yeah.
The Cardinals probably like, look at this idiot. He isn't Cardinal.
Look at this idiot. They respond.
He's yelling at you that you don't actually speak Cardinal.
I recognize your accent.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
I think I heard Aaron Minkowski on BEN today say today will be like the nicest day of the year.
The nicest day of the year.
Not too hot. Yeah. Possibly the nicest day of the year today. High of 81.
That'll be in his... Nicest seems like the... That's a subjective term.
Yeah. I mean, subjective. I don't know. Would anybody say 12 degrees and 38-mile-an-hour winds would be nice?
No. I mean... No, I wouldn't even go. I wouldn't even go that far. I don't know. Real feel of 87 today.
That's not bad. I like an 87, depending on what you're doing.
Not bad though. Is not what you want for best day of the year.
Oh, that's
although
right.
He's probably. I mean, 79 and sunny.
I forget. We have that one open of you saying 68 degrees with no clouds or something. You've got a
yes.
You've got a specific yes. time in yeah everything. Well, it's 64 right now.
I guess humidity's not as high today, so I'll take that. That sounds pretty amazing.
You should
actually pick
the nicest minute of the year.
Nicest minute.
Spend time outside and just tell everyone. Ooh,
record outside for a minute.
This is it. I think we're into it.
Yeah, just finger to the sky. Like this is it right here.
The breeze kicks up. You're like cancel, reset.
If it's a gentle breeze, then that's still fine. Yeah. But it's got to be gentle.
I was thinking about.
But it's going to be beautiful today.
Yes, it is,
79
yes.
and sunny. You're not going to complain.
The June was great. Here we are in July. I mean, the start of July has been great. Brian Mazurowski was talking about how this week might be the week we talk about for the summer in terms of how nice it's been all week. It was beautiful out last night. We went to a concert. Fleetwood Mac cover band was playing at Bidwell Parkway. We went to that.
Nice.
Which was great. You know, Fleetwood Mac.
Love Fleetwood
timeless.
Mac. Yeah.
I didn't catch their name. I forget what their name was. Someone will write it in. Anyway, yeah, it was a great time. Sit out on picnic blankets, play catch with the kids, hang out, yada, yada, yada. So it's great this time of year. It's also light out late.
Oh yeah,
where you're hanging out outside, like holy cow. In fact, to that point, I saw Brayton Wilson from WBEN. He's in Iceland right now.
Okay.
Brayton from WGN.
Yeah, right.
And he took a picture last night at 12:30 in the morning, and it was about this light like it is right now here in Amherst.
Okay.
Which, if you've never experienced that, I did that in Alaska, where it's
like light almost the entire day or the whole day.
Goes down, but it does not get dark.
Yeah.
In some places, the sun doesn't go down. Where I was in Alaska, when the sun went down, it got to about where it is right now. And
which is, it's like, it's just, like a sunrise kind of, like,
yeah,
but for
just barely dusk and dawn. And when I was there, it was 1 a.m. and you would never have known it was even nighttime. So,
okay,
that's kind of cool. It's the kind of thing that if you can ever experience that, it's pretty cool. It's wild.
I think my knowledge of the being sunlight all the time is from the Ryan Reynolds movie, The Proposal, which is in Alaska. Because they had the blackout curtains in their house.
Yeah.
And I always remembered that for some reason. Just because it just didn't get dark. And that's it.
Yep.
Yesterday, I was like re-cleaning our grill. We have like a flat top grill. And was in no rush because like, oh, it's not even, you know, it's dinner time. But we still got time. It was so light out. You ever just not look at your watch for a long enough time where you just kind of...
Yeah.
You just think, like, okay, it must be 6 o'clock. It was 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
right. It's like, oh, I got to make food work right now. It's already way too late. And that was just because it felt like, it was just the sun doesn't go down until 9:30 right now.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That experience was what I had when I was in Alaska. We're all sitting around a fire. What time is it? I don't know, like,
you wouldn't know unless you're looking.
10 p.m.? Oh, it's 1.
See, that place seems more like it's just, you know, we don't live by the clock.
Yeah, you kind of got to. You can't just live by what it looks like outside.
No, because you would be very confused all the time.
Yeah, you'd have no idea. Flat top grill. Is it worth it? Is it worth it as an extra grill? Isn't everybody out there that's got grills? I've got the smoker. I've got the regular grill.
Mm-hmm.
If I go 3 grills wide in the backyard, that seems like it's excessive, and it's not the kind of thing I'm going to want to do.
I am
looking at them and I'm tempted.
Yeah, I've had one for almost 2 years now, maybe a little under 2 years, and there are positives and negatives to it. Now, I don't have a regular grill.
Okay.
We got rid of our regular grill when we got this grill. Like, well, this grill can do everything. And it pretty much can. It's not great for hot dogs, right? Like, if you just want to whip up some dogs on the grill, it's not great for that because they're going to be more, you know, they'll still cook, but it's not the same. But they're amazing for burgers, whatever. It's 10 times the maintenance, I would say, that a regular grill is.
Really? Because you got to scrape it?
10 times. You got to scrape it after every use. You've got it, or it could like rust a little bit. You've got to reseason it a few times a year, at least, maybe probably even more than that. It probably should be, which is basically just you scrub the you know what out of it. And then you burn oil basically on it, and you just olive oil, whatever, and you spread that around. You let it burn for 10 minutes, and then you do that again, let it burn for another 10 minutes, more oil, another 10. It's like an hour process of cleaning and reseasoning it. Like, you probably should do it like once a month. I think I end up doing it more like every other month.
Really?
So it's that part of it. It's like you're putting more love into it.
Well, you've talked me right out of one.
But, like, you are, like, man, you just vegetables on one side of the grill with the meat on the other side of the grill. Breakfast is great. Eggs on one side. Bacon and sausage on the other. We made pancakes on there. Yesterday we made, like, smash burger tacos something where we just put the meat on the shell and then smash it on it. Like, you could do a lot more stuff with it.
Yeah. Well, the thing I picture when I see the flat top is a smash burger. That's the number one thing I picture.
Yes.
And eggs, I guess eggs, bacon, that kind of stuff. I guess that makes sense.
Although you're not doing the eggs part.
Nope, never making eggs. So.
Pancakes, though, is very good on
pancakes,
it.
Pancakes, we've got a griddle inside. I feel like, you know, pancakes outside, is that an extra layer of fun? is it different?
For some reason, when you put it like that, it's like, I guess it's kind of the same. Yeah, right. But... No, it's nice to be outside in the morning when you're making breakfast.
Sure, fair. All right, good enough. I've got a cast iron that we've never used yet. My wife got me a cast iron like it goes over top of an actual fire.
Yeah.
And that's got the same kind of thing you're talking about.
It's basically
you have to season it and do all that.
Yes.
And we just have not yet used it. So someday. And the idea there was for, you know, like steaks in the morning or something like that, but have never gotten around to it. The regular grill, just, you know, the old standard grill grates. Is that the least maintenance you need in your entire life?
Pretty much.
That thing will work no matter what.
Just use the brush once in a while, right? Like, if even. Brush it off, and that's pretty much it. Yeah, that part I do miss a little bit. It's just like, oh, like, because yesterday, again, like, I take the grill out to make dinner, and it's, the grill probably needs some love. Whereas, if I just had a regular great grill, that wouldn't have been a conversation.
Right.
You just turn it on.
Right.
Fire it up. Let's go. And that's pretty much it. So you got to put more love into it. And I do miss the flipping the dogs on a regular grill. Like, we really should get like at least a small one.
What, do you just like roll them a little bit?
They're closer to like a roller dog,
sure.
I would say, on a flat top than obviously with the regular grill. So
I still think the main thing stopping me from getting one is I cannot go three grills wide on the patio.
That's a lot of grills.
That's a lot of cubic feet. And
committed to just cooking.
Yes.
It's basically like another kitchen outside at that point.
Yeah, because I've got the smoker and I've got the regular.
If you look, unless this is kind of what you just described, I know cast iron pan would be different, but there are flat top extras you could kind of put on top of your regular grill, and you could do that.
Okay.
I think those exist.
Like the grates come off and the flat goes on?
Yeah, or maybe even you could put the flat on top of the grates.
Probably. That's like just like a griddle.
Pretty much, yeah. It's some version of that, so you might be able to do it without getting like a big, giant flat top grill.
Gotcha.
So the original question of, is it worth it? I would lean yes.
Okay.
Wouldn't be like a heavy yes, but I would lean yes that it is worth it. Yeah.
Good to know. 803-0550, if you want to talk about flat top grills.
It's grill season.
It is grill season, of
course. Everyone should be grilling today.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of
the nicest days of the year. Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast at 8 o'clock. We'll mix in some Bills today. We are 3 weeks from the start of training camp. It starts 3 weeks from today. That's the first practice. And rookies report long before that. So, football season is really getting close. Bills rookie, I'm going to find the rookie report date. I know that it's usually like 6 days before.
So was it like 17th?
The Bills rookie. So 23rd is the first practice. And for rookies, it might even be like, whatever. I had it. I lost the page. I'll find it. So we're getting closer. And the Hall of Fame game is on the 31st. So we've got football to get to today with Joe Marino. He has the Bills all quarter century team he put out.
Nice.
And he and I chatted about it and disagreed on one very, very big name that'll be fun to kick around. So we've got that. Sabres and free agency. I think listening to the afternoon show yesterday, I realized that I was the one that made a mistake yesterday, because every single year this day, these days, are bad days. They are not good days to be a fan of the Sabres because they are not really involved. They have been a couple times, but usually they're not involved. They're signing low-level guys. Yesterday, they signed more players to Rochester than anywhere else.
It's a big day for Rochester.
A big day for Rochester.
It usually ends up being a big Rochester day.
Yeah. Yo, look at all these guys that, you know, they take a picture of them in one of their NHL uniforms, and that guy's in Rochester right away.
Like, right.
Oh, who's this? Oh, Rochester.
I saw that yesterday. That's how I learned about Gearston that they had signed. I saw the tweet in a Devils uniform.
Okay, I saw him in a Vegas uniform.
Okay, and then I pulled up the stat sheet and like, oh, he has zero career NHL points. Okay, I guess this is an Amherst guy.
Yeah.
I hope.
Mason Gearson. I thought I saw him in a Golden Knights uniform.
Could have been it could have been preseason.
Could have been anything.
Could have been development camp.
Yeah. Yeah, the Sabres release had him in a Golden Knights uniform.
Okay.
So, all right, Rochester gets a bunch. The Sabres do get Alex Lyon. They extend Ryan McLeod, and they trade Sam Lafferty, and we just kind of wait on the Bo Byram news. So, if that happens, if they trade him.
Which, there's two things happening with them right now that are a little bit curious. One, how close are they actually going to be to the salary cap? because right now they're at $12.8 million.
Away from the cap?
Away from the cap. And RFAs left to sign Byram, Timmons, Levi. They could trade Byram for some guy who makes $2 million a year or draft picks, and then you're still $6-7 million below the cap. But if they...
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I saw yesterday that Byram's projected contract is like $7.2 million on like a two-year deal. If they sign Byram to something around $7 million, and then Levi and Timmons get a million or two each, I mean, they're gonna be up against the cap if they either pay Byram or get someone that makes the equivalent of Bo Byram. Unless, like, will they dump Samuelson? Will they clear space somewhere else because they're not going to be a cap team this year? Because I'm just looking at it, like, they're going to end up there. If they do the status quo, they're probably going to end up a million or two from the cap.
Yeah.
Which is way closer to it than they ever have been. It won't really feel that satisfying, though, because they didn't get to the cap by going out and being aggressive. And like yesterday, it's Alex Lyon and Danforth, a fourth liner from Columbus. It'll be just, well, they just paid their own guys. And in some instances, like with Jack Quinn, they probably paid them double what they probably should have got. And that helps you get there. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's the cap part of it, and then there's the fact that they have, like, Puckpedia lists them with 14 forwards right now already for the NHL roster. And I still need two guys in the top six? Not getting two guys in the top six. Can I get one guy in the top six? If I get one guy in the top six, I feel like someone's got to go. And is that Krebs? Is that... They just signed this Danforth guy. Is it going to be they just got Josh Stone? Like, who is it? Is it Malenstein? Maybe it's a fourth liner like that and it doesn't matter. Or is it like Benson in a trade? Because
mm-hmm.
right now there are – like, they could go to opening night right now with what they have.
Just based on numbers.
On volume of players.
Numbers.
They could go to opening night if they don't want to do anything else. And maybe they won't do anything else.
The one thing about them being near the cap, like let's say they finish out, they're within. I'll be impressed if they're within $7 million of the cap, $5 million of the cap, because it went up Last year, they left a lot of money on the table that could have signed them a good player.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they couldn't find that player. They couldn't get a guy to take that money. But it kind of changes the tone on Pegula versus Adams. If they're up against the cap and still not good,
mm-hmm.
then it shifts
could look worse.
Yeah, then it shifts a little bit from the owner won't spend, which people think there's an internal budget. All of a sudden, oh, here you go to the spend of the cap. All right, you finish with 78 points again. Wow, you're spending all that money and you're still not good?
Right.
That's kind of troubling in its own right. So.
It could. I mean, I would appreciate them actually showing a willingness to spend.
Yeah.
And I think that it would be – I think it's better – if you're going to have 78 points one way or another, I feel like it feels like you're trying harder.
Oh.
If you are spending to the cap rather than if I had $12 million in space.
I don't disagree, but the point would be that your GM is not doing a good job.
To
be up against a cap and bad.
It might look a little better for Pegula, but it might look worse for Adams.
Yeah, I mean, I've been operating for a while, and this is kind of the way that it works with the Buffalo Sabres, and going back before this ownership group. Well, the GM has limitations. I was thinking about Darcy Regier a lot yesterday because the old meme, do something, Darcy, where the figure is poking the Sabres with a stick.
Yeah.
I saw Matt Bove tweet that out, like, do something, Darcy. And I thought, you know, Darcy was the GM for a long time, and he always had built-in limitations. First, there was no salary cap.
Right.
You'd have the Sabres' entire roster was $28 million, and the Rangers would roll with a $70 million roster.
Yeah.
It used to be there was no cap, and the Sabres were competitive for a lot of that. Dominic Hasek did a lot of that. Then they get a cap, and Darcy fields a good team, and what happens to it? This is part of July 1st's lore. That owner didn't want to spend money. He didn't want to commit long-term, so Darcy's team fell apart because they wouldn't pay Briere and they wouldn't pay Drury, what they were really worth.
Hmm.
And then Campbell, and then on and on. Like that team fell apart because ownership wouldn't commit. And Tom Golisano, at least that's how I remember it.
Your two best centers and your best defenseman walked just because of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't want to pay him. You wouldn't pay the market rate. So it's been a normal thing to just point out, well, the owner isn't going to go all in for what the GM wants. And then when Terry Pegula bought the team, it felt like for the first time ever, they'll have a guy that does. And if they're up against the cap this year, then I know there are other ways they can spend money, other ways they can invest, infrastructure, whatever. But if they're up against the cap this year, I feel like I have to put that further aside and lean further into what is the GM doing with this. You have the space. You have the room. So
right. We'll
see. The signing of Alex Lyon is fine. He's new Reimer. He's young Reimer. A guy that's making less than $2 million for 2 years. That's not going to get in Devin Levi's way if Levi's good.
Mm-hmm.
And he might be the kind of backup / 1B guy that gives you reasonable saves. He could also take over the job the way that Reimer and Craig Anderson have done. And if he does that, instead of talking retirement, he's just on the team for another year. So I think that's a fine signing. And then from there, you know, they extended McLeod, got him at a good number.
Yeah.
How are they near the cap if they sign Byram when I've got teams out there like Vegas signing Marner to 12? Is it because they extended their own guys to numbers they don't really deserve?
I think it's we've kind of mentioned this about the Bills, haven't we? Like, they have a lot of those middle contracts. Like, I was looking at this morning, like comparing the Sabres to other teams, and like, they don't have, they've won. They have Dahlin is the big contract, like $10+ million per year. Dahlin makes 11. But guys that make 4+, like, they have more guys that make 4+ than a lot of teams, more than, like, Toronto and Edmonton and, like, a lot of these high-spending teams that have superstars, because the Sabres don't really have – they only have the one. They have Dahlin, who makes 11. Tage doesn't get that number because he signed really early. So what am I left with? I'm left with 6 forwards that all make $4 million+. Greenway, Tuck, Zucker, McLeod, yeah. Tage, Norris. Like, it's like the Bills at receiver. I'm not spending. I don't have a $35 million receiver contract, but I've got four $10 million contracts. Like, that's kind of how I feel like the Sabres are built money wise. even Quinn at 3.3. They have three defensemen that make 4+, Samuelson being one of them. Like, it's those middle-tier contracts, I think, Luukkonen, that pull them up a little bit higher, which, how does that feel? Because that's not, whenever it's been, man, spend to the cap, like, look at all this extra space. It's, well, go use that on a great player. And they've kind of ended up using it on guys that are pretty good.
Yeah.
At best, pretty good. I mean, some of them, like Samuelson, you don't even want on the team anymore, I don't think. So, I don't know. Like, and they still have to do it. They're not there right now. They're $13 million. If this will really make it clear, I think, if they are a cap team or if they are about a team that's going to show, oh, yeah, we have an internal budget. If they trade Byram and get a player that doesn't make anything, I think that's a, oh, yeah, you're. This is why you acquired this player.
Like an underwhelming trade of a guy that doesn't make anything. Because if it's a guy that's,
sure, right,
you know, 2 years in and he's an RFA next year, that could be a little different.
If they get a first-round pick and a prospect or a first-round pick and a young player that is not really someone else's version of Jack Quinn, maybe. Like, he hasn't been that, you know, he's been pretty disappointing so far. That's going to be looked at as, oh, you did that because you have an internal budget. Especially after months of saying, yeah, we have no interest in your picks and prospects. But if they trade Byram for, I guess, Jordan Kyrou, that's done, right? Because he's got full no movement clause. So you're not getting that done. But if you go trade for someone like that, if you go get a legit top six player, you're paying $7 million, I think, ish, per year or more. And then you're there. You're at the salary cap. But they still have to add a player like that, or they have to pay Byram, which I guess they could just say, we don't like the market, let's give Byram a $7 million deal on 1 year.
That just seems, well, on 1 year, I suppose. But that just seems unlikely to me. I guess they could for 1 year. Do they have to, though? Like, what's the incentive to pay Byram for that 1 year? You could just, what?
Well, he's got to sign it, right?
If he wants to play, isn't this the spot where you have all the leverage and he has none? To a point?
To a point. He has about as much leverage as Peterka did. But for him, maybe he'd be more willing to play on a short-term deal. I mean, it could be about the Sabres, too. Have the Sabres given any indication that they believe Bo Byram is some core piece that just wants to leave? This one's always felt more mutual.
Yeah.
That he wants a bigger role and they're not so sure he's good enough to be a core piece. So everyone's kind of okay with moving on, which, if that's the case, the trade's not really out there 1 year. Is that really that big a problem for all parties involved? Maybe for Byram it would be. But I don't know. I feel like 1 year deal is the second most likely outcome after a trade. You wouldn't say a long-term deal is the second most likely, would you? I mean, long-term deal feels like that's not in the cards at all.
Yeah, I think that's unlikely.
Like, that to me, I would be stunned if that happened. But if he signed a one-year deal because the trade market's not there, like, I think that's possible.
803-0550, Alex Lyon and the trade of Peterka, that's your offseason so far. We'll see if the Byram thing comes. We've got a couple teams in on it. Calgary is reportedly in on it. The Kings were, but might be out.
They signed two defensemen.
I've been told about the Rangers for a long time to watch the Rangers. The Rangers signed Gavrikov. They also traded away Keandre Miller. So
they were about to get offer sheeted. So.
Yeah, that's right. So nice to see offer sheets still out there.
Yeah, we didn't get it officially, no, but everyone
we still could.
Everyone said like this only happened because Carolina was like they were ready to do it. They were going to do it,
and the Rangers said, "Why don't we just trade assets that we can agree on?"
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
803-0550. If you want to give us a call, we'd be happy to have you. The nicest day of the year. That's what some are saying about today. If we just keep saying it, maybe more people will say it. It's going to be beautiful today, so enjoy it. It's a Wednesday. Happy hump day on a short week with July 4th coming up on Friday. And we'll take your calls on the Sabres offseason, continue tracking how things are going, and talk three grills wide maybe a little bit.
People are sending me grill accessories.
Oh, for the flat top?
For the flat top, to make the flat top into something with the grates I could put the dogs on, but I'm very skeptical. That's going to be the same.
Interesting. So you can convert a flat top back to the grill grate.
Right. Right.
Can I go a grill grate with a flat top and then a grill grate on top of that?
It's too early for this puzzle.
It's like a double pass through or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's too early. All right, it's Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.